Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Me.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And now I'm not the only person that has seen Captain Marvel. If you don't remember last week, I said this was absolutely a full-price feature film for me. That was my review. So I'm going to let these three give a quick spoiler-free review on the film, starting with Dalton.
Full price.
That all you got, buddy?
Yeah.
Asa.
Matinee. I think this is probably going to land squarely in the middle of the pack for me. Like, I don't think it, like, just going off the top of my head, I don't think it's going to crack my top 10, but I enjoyed it a lot. It made me just want to see Endgame. Like, the entire time I was watching it, I was just like, this could be Endgame. I want to be watching Endgame.
April 26th, buddy. It's coming.
And then just, you know, having the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer in front of Captain Marvel.
That happened.
Was just that nice little...
little stab right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, it was really
twist
good.
Twist of the knife.
It was really good. Like, middle of the pack of the MCU is not a bad thing, because even the movies that I don't particularly enjoy are still good.
Yeah, that's something we always talk about with, like, the Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. So in the group chat, this infamous one. Well, I'll tell the story after I let Mandy get her review out.
Full price. I very much enjoyed it. It was fun and awesome, and it's full price.
All right.
Hammer down.
With the MCU, it's nothing but home runs. So when you hit a double, that's still good.
Yeah.
But it's
not a home run, but it's like, because to me, like, this ended up, so we did a fun little, like, sorting in that infamous PZ85 group chat where we sorted all of the Marvel films amongst ourselves. And I was really surprised to see whenever I finished my sorting that Captain Marvel did land in the top five.
Because that was when you were saying, it's like, it was top 10, but it wouldn't be top five.
And then I started tabulating it out, you know, I had all the movies in the list and everything. And I'm like, because that, like, the top 10 was a hard list to do.
Like, oh, yeah, no, I was telling Dalton before you got here that, like, because I want to do my list, because I do want to do that show.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I want to make a list ahead of time, because I don't want to, like, influence my rewatching it. But at the same time, like, I kind of want to make a list just to see how much it changes after I've gone and rewatched everything.
That's actually was my intention, because mm-hmm. I want to see if it changes after I rewatch it. Because, like, looking at my list, I mean, it could be one of two things. There could be some definite recency bias involved in the mm-hmm. way my list looks. Or it could be that, like, Marvel's consistently improving in their films, mm-hmm. or a combination somewhere in between. But because, yeah, the top 10 was really, really hard to do. Like, the bottom five was probably the easiest for me to plan out on that list.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, everything else was pretty much a struggle. And then, like I said, I was just kind of thinking, like, I did, like, worst to best when I was, like, calculating through it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, well, which movie out of these did I enjoy least? And as I was going through, like, it got down to top five, and Captain Marvel was number five on my list. I was like, well, holy crap.
Mm-hmm. I can safely say it's definitely not in my top five. Because, like, I don't have them in order, but I kind of have the top five in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I know what those will be. Captain Marvel's not in it. And I would be kind of surprised if it ended up in top 10. Just cause, but my list is going to be weirder than everybody else's.
I don't know.
Thor Ragnarok. I'm just going to say that and...
Ant-Man.
No, I mean, I hear you, but Ant-Man was Dalton's number one overall.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, oh, no, and again, censoring myself, love that movie.
Dalton is the outlier. He's, like, the far outlier. But I'm honestly probably not that much farther out than him.
This is going to be like Thor Dark World, number one, and be like,
it's going to be a lot higher than everybody, than anyone else's list, at least initially.
That is accurate.
Because I remember liking that movie a lot. Like, I don't think it's going to be higher than Thor Ragnarok, but it's going to be way closer than anyone's going to want to be friends with me with after they read it.
I like them all pretty much. I don't think I could do a list. Like, except for, like, the Hulk, because I don't really care for that character, so I haven't even seen the movie.
But, like,
are you,
like,
putting Spider-Man in those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my bottom five. except Spider-Verse.
No, that'd be that's not count. In it.
Well.
It's not MCU.
I'm out.
Because, like, I honestly think, because mine, like, Captain America, the first Captain America and the first Thor, those may end up lower than Hulk.
Because really?
I distinctly remember, especially Thor, I hated the first Thor movie. Man, like, I just did not like it. That one might, because I hated the character.
No, you
because
hate.
They because and it's the same thing that Doctor Strange, like, because it's the whole, like, no, you have to be a total unlikable tool for that
redemption story.
But I just remember just not liking him. But again, it's going to be weird, and that's a whole other show.
True. Yeah, we will do an entire show about it.
That might be what I do at work this week. Just make my list.
There you go. Yeah, I need to hurry up and get like those movies ripped so that I can stream them wherever I go. Mm-hmm. I own them all.
It's very handy that now I have. I do now have access.
You can
to,
have it all. Yeah.
I do have access to all of them now, which I am very grateful for.
Fair enough.
Also, Logan was on there, so I can finally watch Logan.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Logan.
I watched it in black and white.
Neat.
I mean, that's what you get for putting on Blu-ray DVD. Like, it gave me the Noir. Yeah, they gave me the Noir one, and I'm like, oh, I don't have to see the blood and gore. Neat.
That's kind of cool. I remember me and Mandy went and saw that one in theaters, and mm-hmm. she had her eyes closed through most of it.
And whenever you said that,
there were some pretty gory parts up in that.
So here's how that entire story, for fans that are new that don't know this story, I got told that before I was going to go see it in theater, and they said Mandy had to watch it through her fingers, and I said, oh, well, then I'm not going to pay theater price to go see it.
It was still good.
I then waited for it to come out on Blu-ray, bought it on Blu-ray because I knew the Noir package was on there. And I was like, I can watch it in black and white.
Not near as much blood and viscera.
Psycho's really not that messy whenever it's in black and white.
They could use chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Which is what they did.
It's good to know I'm better than Dalton when it comes to movies.
In all things.
True. My roommate, like 2 days after the Haunting of Hill House episode last week, mm-hmm. legit, like I was in my room, like I was about to go to bed, and I have Chromecast. She turned my TV on and put on the first episode of Haunting of Hill House.
Yay. That's amazing.
I then immediately yelled a bunch of expletives.
Honestly, that's on you, because if you have Chromecast and you don't have that locked down, I don't know what you expect to happen.
That's amazing.
But yeah, that happened to me.
That's beautiful. That's really the funny. Best thing I've
heard. And I instantly, because I just heard, because it starts with thunder. If nobody remembers that, it just starts with a loud bang. And I'm like, what? So that already jarred me. And then I just saw Haunting of Hill House up on top. And I'm like, not today, Satan.
So that's Stephanie, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, she just got a whole bunch of extra points for me.
Yeah. It was well played. I will give her credit. It was well played. But yeah. Not nice words were said after that.
That's fantastic. Okay, so, yeah, I guess with Captain Marvel, the average review is still full price, mm-hmm. but Asa did bring it down a hair.
And again, very much enjoyed it. I am not mad that I saw it. They made some creative choices with certain characters that I was not a super fan of. I loved what they did with her origin story.
Yeah.
Marvel, and I thought that was super cool, but
I did like that dynamic.
That was another thing that I wanted to say that I really liked, but I couldn't without spoiling a whole lot, mm-hmm. like for you guys. But yeah,
and now in very broad terms.
Yeah, speaking in very broad terms, it works. Mm-hmm. So either way, yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. I am curious. So, what did you guys think of Sam Jackson?
Huh.
He's a treasure and continues to be a treasure.
Yeah, there's.
And honestly, like the CG didn't mess with me at all.
Right?
Same.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Him and Coulson both. Like, yeah.
Coulson had he had some Uncanny Valley going for me.
Really?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Remember, I'm the person that ruins that for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also saw it, even though we saw
Rogue One
separately, mm-hmm. but we both had the same.
Yeah.
The same reaction.
Peter Cushing looked
so
real
weird. So did
Leia.
Like, they all...
Very weird.
They all looked weird. But this one, yeah, Sam Jackson, I didn't think either of them were super noticeable. There might have been, like, one little moment on a close-up of Coulson, like, at the end, that I could tell, but...
Like, the opening scene with Coulson looked all right, but then, like, the next scene we see Coulson in, like, in the stairway, I'll just say for vagueness.
Yeah.
That would hit me hard. It was like, ooh, you look not right. But Sam Jackson, through the entire film, mm-hmm. looked great.
Yes.
They just gave him hair.
Yeah.
But to be fair, they probably had to do substantially less to Sam Jackson than any of these other ones that
That's
they've done.
That's probably true.
Well, because again, aside from him, like his movement, he's not aged, really.
Not very much. I mean, like he's all salt and pepper now.
Mm-hmm.
But
again, when you just make his hair black, then done.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Done deal.
Yeah, I did think that somebody did post today on Reddit a side-by-side picture mm-hmm. of Sam Jackson in this movie, because it's 1995 in the movie, versus Sam Jackson in a movie that released in 1995. Mm-hmm. He did look older in Captain Marvel, because he had, I guess, a little bit of graying going on.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they did a solid job there.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. Like, I was... I was actually really,
the only
really
time that they
happy
did
with
it,
how they did that.
The only time they did it when it looked bad was Civil War with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, with his
looked real bad.
But again, you're able to play off of the fact that like this is a simulation. Yeah. Which again, Marvel, good on you. That was amazing writing, Russo brothers. Like tip of the hat. Mm-hmm. But that one looked horrible.
Yeah, that looked real bad. Yeah. Because the only other like big time age thing that I can think of that we had was the Kurt Russell in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looked weird. But like, yeah, I know that. But I think it's honestly like if you do it from like an old adult to like a younger adult, that doesn't really jar you. But when it's like Robert Downey Jr., who like they're playing Tony Stark off to be like in his late 40s, early 50s, and then you show him as a 16-year-old,
you know, that
looked god awful.
That was real bad. And apparently the one in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was actually a whole lot of practical effect, and then combined with some CG. Some visual effect. I mean, it was. I guess the ratio is more CG than not because they had a face double do the role. Like I was reading about this today. They had a face double do the role, and they put on a buttload of makeup and had a face double. So they did the entire scene once with Russell Crowe, and then why do I keep doing it? Anyway, with Kurt Russell, then they did the entire scene with the face double.
Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of like mix and matched what they needed, like from the face double, and using a bunch of like
it's weird
camera angles and practical effects for the most part.
It's weird.
It is real weird.
It's almost like James Gunn knows what he's doing.
Speaking of,
you're welcome.
Marvel brought him back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, my favorite part of the story though is that production will begin on Guardians of the Galaxy 3. After he's finished with Suicide Squad 2.
Yep.
Because he's still doing that. Which apparently this happened, like, this decision was made a couple months ago. They're just now, like, coming public with it.
Gotcha.
Which
explains why we haven't heard anything about more writers and directors like, declining.
There was that Taika Waititi was one of the people that denied it. And I kind of feel like that had to have had something to do with it, is like all of the talented people that they wanted to get were just like, nah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I feel like they were really in between a rock and a hard place on it, because the actors wouldn't do it without James Gunn's script.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially Batista. Shout out to Batista.
Batista finally got what he wanted.
The real ride or die.
Yeah. Batista and like a lot of the actors would not have done the film without James Gunn's script.
Mm-hmm.
And go the opposite side, like all of the directors and everything that Marvel has been using would not direct James Gunn's script.
Not because it wasn't good, just because they didn't want to do a disservice to James Gunn.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like that was his vision. They didn't think that they could get it. Mm-hmm. They wanted to write their own script. So, yeah, like they were just kind of like, well, but.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I'm super happy because he was fired for a dumb reason.
Yes.
Like you shouldn't just like get away with saying some terrible things without like showing that you're like apologetic and, you know, working to better yourself. Cause like, look at what just our podcast started as, like not necessarily Nerd Up, but just PZ85 as a whole, like Wild West.
Yeah.
But we have since like grown as people and have, you know, made amends, but we've made strides to try and better ourselves and the stuff that we're putting out, which he did, and has, you know, for years now, even before this was a controversy.
And he's been, like, you know, apologetic about what he said, because he was right. He talked about it like it was a product of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we've talked about that before. Like, it's not a valid excuse to still be that way.
Right.
But, like, it's a valid excuse for you to have been that way at the time.
Right. Especially when you are, like him, have made these strides to not be that way anymore.
Right. Because, like, if I had social media in the early aughts, I would have been crucified for some of the things that I said back then.
It's, like, me as a person, even, just, like, thinking back to who I was in high school and, like, early college.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, nope, burn it all down.
Yeah, would you guys believe that I was hardcore conservative Republican in high school?
Yes.
Only because you told me.
Because of that. Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, if my recordings on Xbox Live ever came to light when I was like a freshman in high school, or like a freshman in college through like junior year of high school, no, never. Like, I'll jump in front of a bus because, you know, Like, I am such a different person now.
Yeah.
It's just,
it turns out people grow up and change.
Much shame.
Much shame.
As you grow older, you gain empathy for other people. So,
So, yeah. Yeah, he was fired for a dumb reason. It was super dumb. And Disney jumped the gun on that, and it was stupid. So, yeah.
Should be ashamed of yourself.
He's back for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
No, that's what I, that's the things I should be ashamed of now. But I'm not.
And we got a new Endgame trailer.
Yes. Boy, did we.
Boy, did we.
Loved it.
I feel like they lied to me when they said, like, all the footage you're going to see is from the first 20 minutes of the movie.
It's going to be such a stacked 20 minutes.
Although, because I was talking to Billy Hills about this yesterday, where it's because there were some major reveals. Jump ahead like 5 minutes if you have, if you're avoiding trailers, like, I envy you. But seeing Nebula and Tony Stark on Earth pisses me off. Now, again, we saw Hulk in Wakanda in Infinity War.
So and that never happened.
Yeah, exactly. So they could just be bamboozling us. But that that made me real mad. And then seeing the spacesuits, which I don't think are spacesuits.
Oh, like all the uniforms they were wearing?
Yeah.
I thought those looked really cool.
They look cool. They do. But I don't want to see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially since the big theory of what those suits are is...
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to say it for you know, people
case,
that yeah don't want to know. Because that involves a significant like plot device coming in this film. We'll talk about it afterward if you need
to
know.
Yeah, because I think it's one of the things
you will
that I
need,
was...
You will need to see Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh.
For this to make sense.
Well, yeah. So let me watch Ant-Man and Wasp sometime in the next 2 weeks.
No.
Now I get
it. We are not your keeper.
Like, come on. Or tonight. What are you doing?
Got homework.
Watch. Do both.
No. It's a bad idea.
How is that a bad idea?
I really don't want my professor being like in the middle of me talking about like differentiated learning and being like, and then Ant-Man did this, because that's what exactly would happen.
Or maybe they would be like so refreshed that now it's not just boring nerd crap. It's like, oh, tell me more of this Ant-Man.
And a wasp?
Did it sting you?
Ants and wasps aren't friends? What's going on here?
What's this man part you're speaking of? Like, that sounds fantastical.
So, yeah, you just watch the movie. Like, you've owned it for so long.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
You didn't watch Wonder Woman yet?
You know the answer.
Jesus.
Thanks.
No, I thought you had.
He should be banned from the show until then.
Firsthand, that's a double standard, miss. You've almost watched just as less as I have.
Of movies?
Like, that sentence almost didn't make sense. Like,
yeah,
I
had to go back on
what?
It. Miss almost hasn't watched as much as I have. So you're saying that she has watched more than you, but not much more, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter.
Hit you with that reverse.
I was about to say, I think she has watched more of the MCU than you have.
Which ones haven't you seen?
She still hasn't seen Spider-Man. I don't care what you say. You haven't actually watched
all
the film.
So Spider-Man?
Well, those don't count.
No, it very much does.
I haven't seen those or Hulk.
What do you mean those? There's only one.
Okay,
oh, just the one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Homecoming.
Oh, I've seen most of that.
You didn't
like,
even see half
like
of it.
There's like an hour blank spot in there.
You didn't even see half of the film.
So we're even, because I haven't seen Doctor Strange or Ant-Man and Wasp.
And you haven't watched Hulk?
No, I don't like Hulk.
You're not missing a whole lot.
That's fine. It's not.
I don't.
As the person,
I've seen Homecoming.
You have not.
It doesn't. It's there.
I'm going with Jesse
at
on this.
At least I attempted.
What's the next story?
Aladdin got a new trailer.
I liked actually
it
like
wasn't
this.
Bad.
I liked this trailer more than I liked the teaser trailer. Like it made it look a lot better.
Seeing a lot more genie in motion made me happy.
He looked a lot better than the teaser.
Yeah.
Maybe because they weren't finished with it when they put out the teaser. But right. Even seeing the same scene.
It looked better in the same scene. It definitely looks like, so I guess Will Smith's not going to be blue through the whole film, which I kind of like. Maybe it's just because he's trying to blend in the party scene.
Yeah.
But I was okay with that. Like, I'm okay with them finding, like, logical excuses inside the context of the film for him not to be blue.
Mm-hmm. It didn't make me more excited to see the live-action version. It just made me want to go and rewatch Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, that's because, so, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to see this in theaters.
I'm gonna. Like I Aladdin's one of my favorite like Disney animated movies of all time.
Same.
So I'm gonna see this one in theaters.
That's why I don't know if I want to see it. Because like I don't know, like I want to be on board with it, but I watch it and I'm like, yeah.
I think part of it too is because we got to see Jafar,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of just looked like a dude.
And yeah, and you, like, you need Jafar to be that super cartoon villain.
Yeah, a little bit, because like in the original one, he's so much tall, especially compared to the Sultan. Like he's so much taller, and he just moves in a very unique way.
He's very much like 90s villain.
It's that
like,
thing. It's
90s cartoon villain.
And honestly, like this is stay with me here. I think Into the Spider-Verse ruined this for me. Into the Spider-Verse was very unapologetically a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what makes Aladdin great was that it was a cartoon. So for them to try to like normalize some things,
yeah.
I feel like it's just it's
you're gonna, it's gonna take away from the
and maybe that's what
the
like
experience
all, and maybe that's for all of these live action Disney movies, because I haven't seen any of the live action ones that have come out so far. Don't know if I'm gonna see Lion King again.
That trailer played before Captain Marvel. And oh my god.
I got Dumbo.
Yeah, Dumbo.
Yeah, I got Lion King and I saw Baby Simba and then I saw Adult Simba. And like the king has come to get his throne.
And granted that one is all CGI. Like that one's all CGI.
Yeah,
so
and
maybe
there's not
that's
real
different.
People
whereas
from,
like real humans like just looking like
cartoon.
Real humans.
Yeah.
It's just like ah. So yeah, thanks for being a perfect movie.
I'm fine with it. Like I understand they want to try and make everything a lot more like they wanted to make it normal, like make it like more mm-hmm. realistic and everything. And I'm fine with that. Like the music hit and I was just like immediately
music sounded good.
I was sold. Like I was like, all right, cool. Here we go.
Music sounded good, but it just made me want to go back and watch the cartoon.
I think that's what's going to really help all of these movies are the music aspects of it.
Was it Aladdin or was it Lion King that they said they were actually there? Or no, it was Mulan because they're doing Mulan, but they're not doing it. They're not doing all the music.
Yeah, that's
which wrong bad call.
Yeah, because they have
bad idea.
Yeah, like that one has a lot of like iconic like yes. music in it, and it's just like you're taking out like literally the best part of that entire movie.
Yeah,
best yeah. part, but it goes hand in. You can't separate it.
Right. It's, yeah, I don't
it's
like
it's a complete package
because yeah. the soundtrack was probably like was definitely one of the
top tier.
Yeah, no, it's phenomenal. Like, I love the Mulan soundtrack, and they definitely need to have at least several of those songs in there. Mm-hmm. Like, Make a Man Out of You.
I want to see the little dude in real life.
Let's get down to business.
Yes!
And to defeat the Huns. But yeah, no, you should definitely watch Beauty and the Beast and Jungle Book.
Beauty and the Beast was really good.
Those are also two of the Disney movies that I just don't care about. In general,
I never liked Beauty and the Beast either, but then
I never like, care. I haven't seen Jungle
Stockholm
Book.
Syndrome, the movie. Nah, it's one of those things where it's like, does it really age well?
The way they told the story in the movie was quite a bit better.
Oh, they changed it for the live action?
A little bit.
Okay,
not like significantly, mm-hmm. but different enough where it's not just like outright Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah,
they make everything seem like a lot shorter span of time.
Yeah,
and which helps like anytime like a school does a play of it, because mm-hmm. like my school did that. Like they very much make it seem like this was the
she's
course
not
of
just,
like a day or two.
Yeah,
like
it's just weeks. It's not yeah. weeks that she's been in the
substantially weirder in my opinion because she fell in love in a day.
I mean, it's the same thing with Little Mermaid. She's like, no, the dad is.
I mean, it's all
super in the right here.
The 90s were all about like love at first sight and all yeah. that other stuff.
But like, and then like true. Jungle Book, I like Tarzan better.
Well, they ain't making that again.
I'm fine with it. That is not a bad idea. That is not a bad thing.
They lost the rights. That's the only
but
reason.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, that's true.
Tarzan had Phil Collins, so checkmate.
Tarzan did have Phil Collins. I also liked George of the Jungle.
I did love George of the Jungle.
Yeah.
I did. I unapologetically like that.
No, that's a great movie.
That and Dunstan Checks In. I don't know what it is, but those two movies I always watched.
The one about the chimpanzee?
Yes.
And the, yeah, okay.
And the family that lives in the hotel? Yeah. I would always watch those movies on the same day.
Weird.
I haven't in a decade and a half, probably, but as a kid, that was always a double feature.
Double feature.
Oh my
god! Just grab both VHSs. Here we go.
Yes.
Wow.
It was like my Beetleborgs.
I put the VHS box on top of the TV in case anyone was curious what movie it was. Why? Don't ask me how many people would actually just wander in while I'm watching a movie.
Just your mom.
No, less. Zero. Just no one bothered me while I was watching. Just the thing I did because I was a weird kid.
Yeah.
Right, and any of us surprised at that?
Nah, not really.
This was a weirdo growing up.
All right, so for our younger audience, VHS is before DVDs and those nice little discs. God. We had these black plastic cases with film in them.
It was a DVD with some booty.
But you had to manually rewind.
You had to manually rewind the reel.
My neighbors had a VHS rewinder, and even as a child, I thought that was the most unnecessary thing I had ever seen.
Oh, we had one when I was a kid. I loved it because it rewound the VHS like so five times faster than the VCR did.
It's like 10 seconds.
Yeah, so whenever like
sounded like it was about to explode every time you turned it on, but
I would watch wrestling events and rewind. Mm-hmm. Because, believe it or not, Dalton was also a weirdo as a kid. I didn't, like, put the wrestling, like, VHS tape on top of the TV, but, like, yeah.
In case you forgot. It's like a movie poster, but just at home.
Well, at least he knows where the case is when he needs to return it.
He didn't return it. These were his movies.
These were the ones that I owned. The VHS.
Also, Village, like, it was
just say Blockbuster on it.
Yeah, about to say. Well, mine were Village Video because I lived in Perry, but we were a trash bird town. Like, we had a local store. We're a trash bird town.
Jesus.
Village Video is still open.
I don't
too.
Understand how some of the businesses in Perryville exist in Perryville.
I don't either. It like,
blows my mind.
There have like three places that are my favorite types of that place. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, how? Why?
How did this place get this and Dalton? That's not fair.
Balanced.
The balance
perfectly
of the force.
Balanced as all things should be.
Yeah, I'm one of the good ones. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
All right, so the last little bit of news here from Disney. They've set March 20th as their closing date for the Fox acquisition. So on March 21st, we will probably have some kind of announcement about X-Men and the MCU.
See, and that's, it'll be that or it'll be, I genuinely think they might just do something in Endgame. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they didn't, but.
You think maybe they've already filmed something like
exactly.
Just in case? Yeah.
Like, yeah, because this is something I've talked about way before. Like as soon as they knew this deal was closing, they have writers and like everybody else already working on this
or
stuff.
Or like the people who are working on a totally separate project. We are working on the Y people. Oh, well, hey, now that we've got this property, we can just turn it into the X-Men.
We could just call it X-Men. Yeah, I would not be surprised at all to learn that Disney has been working on, you know, something for like at least 6 months for a teaser.
Because aside from Spider-Man and like a couple other announcements, we don't really know what's coming in the next phase.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But I also think that Endgame, as part of the spacesuits, that's going to tie into, they're gonna bury Allen the timeline. Like certain things are going to have gone like because I don't think they can just throw in mutants now.
Right.
I think that they are going to, and even with the thing I didn't like about Captain Marvel, they're going to do that over in the like when they bury. When they bury Allen,
you change up some character dynamics.
Yeah,
that could be interesting. Like have that kind of wide reaching effect on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which would be cool, man. I hope you're right.
And that's the thing is like there's so many ways that they can go with it that I'm genuinely just super excited to see how this plays out.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I'm interested too. Yeah, we'll obviously have some more information in a few days. As early as next Nerd Up, we might have some neat information about X-Men and Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that'll be after.
Yep.
I keep forgetting that it's
that already more than halfway through March.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be in Kansas City in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I might also be going, crashing with Kevin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be alone.
Well, not crashing with Kevin. Probably near Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Kevin adjacent.
Kevin adjacent. Like, hanging out with Kevin. Because I'm thinking I might just get a
Airbnb?
One of those Airbnbs up there. Because they are way cheaper than hotels.
Might want to double check because there's like an NCAA thing that weekend, too.
The last time I looked, like I looked last week about on checking on it just out of curiosity.
Does
and
Kevin not have
a whole bunch of them up there?
Does Kevin not have a couch?
I mean, he does, but like I'm not gonna.
He hasn't decided on this plan yet, he doesn't want to just be like, oh hey, in a week let me crash,
right?
Because Jesse's a good person. Because even though Kevin would more than likely say yes, he doesn't want to put his friend in the awkward position like, of like, hey, I'm coming up and I don't got anywhere to stay. Hint, hint.
I've never done that to anybody.
I don't believe you somehow.
I also don't believe you.
I don't know why I don't believe you.
I've never
I just
once
don't.
Done that.
Maybe not as straight because I'm being a little bit more blunt than Jesse would be. That you probably were.
But anyway, no, yeah, like I'm probably going to do just like an Airbnb and like hang out with Kevin quite a bit there. So might invite you guys out to do something.
You're also going to have two other friends that are going to be in town, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know.
Goes back to the whole restaurant thing. Be like, yeah, but McDonald's is in Cave. Like Ace is in Cave. I'd rather hang out with Kevin.
Kevin's just like, no, I can't stand Asa. We can't do anything with him.
Well, if that happens, don't tell me.
I wouldn't,
just
buddy.
Our schedules just didn't line up.
Or you can donate.
Except now, if our schedules actually don't line up.
Now you're going to be paranoid.
Hey, Jesse, did you end up coming up to KC? No, I decided to stay home this weekend. Just like that scene in It's Always Sunny. Just, he's over there. Him and Kevin are there.
Just like we see each other, like, I should go pay my respects.
Go pay tribute.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know if I'm... So, yeah, more than likely I'll end up with an Airbnb because I don't, like... I feel like as a man that is now in his 30s, yeah, I know I'm only 30. Shut up.
It technically counts.
It technically counts. Like crashing on a friend, like couch surfing is becoming like socially unacceptable because as a grown adult, I should be able to afford at least an Airbnb. So yeah, once I finalize plans here, we'll know for sure. But
so I have 4 more years of being lazy. Oh, hell, 3 more years of being lazy. Dang it, time.
3 months.
Keeps on going. Time's stupid.
I saw my like Missouri like wrestling license, and it said Dalton Anthony, 26. And I was like, like, because I know I'm 26, but I saw it on paper. And I was like, my chest got tight. Like, I was like, I'm getting old.
Yeah. The 30th birthday hit, and I'm like, oh, God. My passport expired finally. Like, those things are good for 10 years. And when I looked at my passport, saw it expired, I was like, oh, I didn't think that would ever happen.
I was never going to get this old.
I didn't think I was going to get this far.
Because I looked at it, I was like, yeah, that shouldn't be expired yet. I still got years left on. Oh, no, it expired like 2 years ago.
Oh, no. That's even worse. I thought I was going to be like, yeah, I left when I was 20. I remember Germany was high school.
Oh, no, I went to Russia.
Oh, Russia was high school.
It wasn't in high school. It was, I was 19 when I went to Russia.
To Mother Russia.
Not Mother Russia.
No, don't say that on this podcast.
Just the regular kind. I ain't from there. anyway, back to news here. So, Izai Morales cast as Deathstroke in Titan Season 2.
Can somebody tell me who, what he does, like, has done before?
I actually meant to look that
up. I cannot. Okay. I mean, he looks the part pretty well. The picture, yeah. Like, he looks like he'll be a very good Slade. I still want to check out Titans. I need
to get that login info.
I've started catching up on some other shows.
Text like, it to me.
Like, I've started like actually watching some things. Yep. So like I'll get there eventually. But now with Anthem and Division 2 and this project that I'm working on for, which that should be done this week. I'm making a stupid poster. I'm teaching myself how to use paint.net.
Oh.
Because I want to make a kind of funny poster.
Why don't you just use GIMP?
Because I looked at GIMP, and GIMP looks... I've literally never done any sort of photo editing, and GIMP looked like a nightmare. And everything that I saw, because I was looking for free Photoshop programs.
Yeah.
And GIMP and paint.net were the two that I saw the most, and every time I saw the two of them... they said GIMP is great. It's very complicated if you're not at least somewhat familiar with photo editing. So I went, and paint.net is very friendly. And there's a bunch of tutorials on YouTube, which I've been using. And yes.
I know. Yeah, I use a lot of like every poster that I've ever made, including like the PZ85 logo and stuff like that I did in GIMP. Mm-hmm. And it involves just a lot of YouTube tutorials there too. But
yeah,
it's not like I also though used Photoshop for years. So.
I never have. Like this is I cannot stress enough. I have outside of even paint, I'm just drawing shapes. Like this is I'm actually like, oh, I know how to delete a background now and layers. Way more complicated than I ever thought.
Layers are so handy. But anyway,
so complicated. Yeah, everything's hard. And I'm stupid.
Aw. You're learning not, new baby. Stuff. I'm
going to send you what I have so far. How long it took me to get that. And then...
Now I'm excited.
And then we'll see.
I'm also excited about this. All right. So anyway, yeah, that's going to be Deathstroke. So Deathstroke is going to be featured. So I wonder if they're going to try and give us an adult version of a Judas contract.
Probably. And that could be cool. Because again, like, apparently Dalton is in the minority of people because you didn't enjoy Titans. But like... the internet seemed to love it. Like, it's very critically acclaimed.
Which so, blows my mind.
Yeah. I mean, because it's one of those things, like, I very much, like, I believe Dalton. Like, I do think that you have legitimate criticisms about it, and it's, but it's just like, man, that is such a disconnect. Because, like, we usually agree on stuff for the most part. So
I'd say like 80% of the time we're pretty accurate so with
like,
each other.
So like, you know, going into it, I was kind of things like, yeah, I'm probably not going to like this. But maybe if I've like tempered my expectations
a little bit to what
it's giving me versus what I'm expecting.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. Like, I think they, in my opinion, and this is, I haven't gone back and watched, I watched the Doom Patrol like pilot thing they did.
Yeah.
And honestly, that episode was really well done in my opinion.
Yeah,
like it made me really excited for that potential show.
Apparently, Doom Patrol is incredible. Like, yeah. People just keep, you cannot stop talking
also,
about how good Doom Patrol
is. Speaking of George of the Jungle, Brendan Fraser's in it, and I love him.
Isn't he the robot?
Yeah, I think he's Mr. Robot.
Yeah. But, like,
there's only one Mr. Robot.
They went Fair. Way too dark for that show. Like, that show should not be nearly as dark as they are making it. Or made it.
Titans?
Yeah, Titans, well, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that DC's just been really bad about lately anyway. They want to make everything Batman, so it's all going to be dark and edgy, which is a significant complaint I've had with the DC stuff for a while. But anyway, move past it here. We got a new trailer for Batman versus TMNT. Speaking of Batman.
I am excited.
I love, because from everything I've heard, it's based on that first initial run that Tinian the Fourth did.
Yeah.
Loved that book. Yeah. Loved that story. Not crazy about the color scheme for Batman because they went blue and yellow. Which
yeah,
is
they
a
went
bit
with like the
school.
Class, yeah, the old school costume style.
Which is fine. Like, well, that is a very, very nitpicky thing for me. But this looks incredible. I'm so excited for this.
Do we know when it's going to come out?
Yeah, it's May, I think.
Soon. I'll look it up real quick.
It is really soon.
Yeah.
While he's looking that up, we'll go ahead and move on to the next thing. Because, yeah, I do really like that. And we've joked around probably more than we should have.
Oh, you say should have. We enjoy ourselves here.
We do, right. But we have things we need to talk about.
Yeah, well. So, this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop by there for all of your comic book and coffee needs. Asa, you made a face. Did you find it?
No, but I did find out that initial run was in 2015.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And that...
I was working at Hastings.
That greatly upsets me because I thought it was much more recent.
Nope. I remember.
Just that whole time thing just keeps happening.
Yeah, because yeah, remember, really we were trying to find issue number two.
Two was in MFR.
Yeah, because it was like, we were hoping that, like, you both texted me that
day.
That
was one of my first experiences with Villainous Grounds, is I call it, because I was just trying to call every comic, because this was before we knew about them. I was calling every comic book shop in the area, trying to see if anyone had a number two, because I had a number one, no number two. Because it was one of those things where it's like, oh, everyone wants the number one, no one's going to really care about anything after it. Turns out number one was amazing, so a lot of people wanted it.
And they didn't order as many because it was a number two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I called up Villainous Grounds, and they like, I think I made David or Mary Jo, I say I made, they volunteered because they're these people. They're like, oh, well, our comics are all upstairs, let me go look. I was like, no, you don't have to, no, it's fine. So I made these poor people go up and downstairs like twice looking for something that I ended up having to... Actually, for what we saw at ICC, I'm happy with what I spent on number two.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I spent more than I needed to.
I felt the same way about like somewhere I've got the Borderlands comic books when they released those.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah, issue two was the Siren issue. And yeah, finding that was... I ended up ordering it online and paying way more than I wanted to for it. Like, that's one of maybe three comic books in my life that I have paid way over cover price for and did so happily when I saw how much they were going for later. Anyway.
June 4th is when the movie's coming out.
Okay. So, yeah, I knew
not it was. Not soon enough.
No, not definitely not soon enough. It's not this month, so it's not soon enough.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an animated feature, so it's going to be straight to Blu-ray, probably straight up on the DC Network. So, yeah, Dalton will get it immediately, and then he'll watch it eventually.
If I get excited enough, I'll watch it day of.
Man, this is a guy that says Ant-Man is his favorite movie in the MCU.
Dude, I loved Ant-Man. Still
hasn't watched the sequel.
Maybe I'm just trying to keep the memory happy in my brain. What if it's not good?
Didn't watch it in theaters. Didn't watch it like when he bought it day one. Didn't watch it when they added it to Netflix.
Oh my my God.
Wait, so you own Ant-Man and Wasp?
Yes, yeah.
He did.
Oh, those okay. currently do. I didn't just okay. lose it. In fairness, it is in my lovely girlfriend's house. So, like, I'll probably have it in a couple weeks. So, in fairness, I really.
Netflix.
I don't own it right now.
It's on Netflix. Moving on.
God. Detective Pikachu. Yeah. They announced a comic book version of the story. We don't know if it's going to extend past the movie, but Legendary Comics is publishing, coming in summer 2019. It'll be after the movie releases, a comic book version of it.
Did the game already come out?
Yeah.
How was it? Like, how did that get reviewed? Or received, I should say.
I don't know. I think Lindsay bought it.
I was going to say, can we call on Lindsay real quick?
Right, like we'll do a phone a friend right quick.
Because, yeah, I don't... Because I'm wondering... Because I don't know how much the movie and the...
Apparently, they're very different.
Are they? Okay, yeah. So we don't. So this could be a game version, too, because we don't really know what the...
No, it definitely based on the movie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they okay. showed like they showed the cover, and it has... They've already said it's going through Rhyme City. The cover had, like, the lead actor from the like the cartoon, comic book version of lead actor in Pikachu.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's definitely based on the movie. It might go past the movie, mm-hmm. but at the very least, they're doing a movie, or like a comic book version of the movie.
Hmm.
I've also defied that Detective Pikachu will be a day one. Like, I will watch that in theaters because I saw the trailer in theaters for before Captain Marvel, and I saw the Bulbasaur scene where they're all, like, in that lake walking in the creek, and I'm like, I'm going to pay $10 for a movie ticket just for that one moment.
It's the only it's part like you're going to record it on your phone.
Yeah.
Just so you can
I'll get kicked like out of the theater for that. Yeah.
So you can get it as a wallpaper.
It's kind of like how Shannon felt at the Murloc scene in World of Warcraft
movie.
Oh, yeah. It's like a half second of like some Murlocs. Murlocs. Anyway. Yeah, it's Legendary is going to publish it. Writing by Brian. I'm going to butcher the crap out of this dude's last name because I do not know. Bucciato? I don't know. Nelson Daniel. Is going to be doing the art. So, yeah, that's the Detective Pikachu comic. Then we also got a Silver Surfer Black. It's going to be a Silver Surfer solo book coming in June 2019. And most of the time, I do not care at all about Silver Surfer.
Well, who's the creative
team? Two, Donnie Cates and Trad Moore.
Yeah, so Silver Surfer Black, written by Donnie Cates, is the most Donnie Cates sentence we're ever going to get. Like, absolutely. That about sums it up, right?
Because Donnie Cates has turned into, like, he's kind of rock star.
He's Doctor Strange. He just does the most random, weird nonsense that no one can truly explain, but makes it work.
Yeah. Like, won awards for a Thanos solo book.
Mm-hmm.
Nominated for awards for the Cosmic Ghostwriter book.
Mm-hmm. Like, didn't he do the Venom?
Yeah, he's been doing the Venom run, like, yeah, that really goofy Venom origin story. Like, yeah, like, this dude is a rock star in comic books right now. So, and if you, at the very least, I highly recommend you guys grabbing, like, collectors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Grab you a number one, because I imagine, like, if it's anything like his last several books,
it's
like,
going to blow up.
It's going to blow up. It's going to be really hard to find.
It's not a bad idea. So, is Silver Surfer Black the name, like, Silver Surfer colon Black, or is this a new character that's...
It's Silver Surfer colon Black, I think. Okay. But okay. I don't think there's a colon. It is a subtitle.
Okay.
Because the cover is just straight up Silver
this
Surfer.
This isn't like a new Silver Surfer.
No, it's not a new Silver
so
Surfer.
So when we talked about it on the pre-show, which you can get for just $1 at patreon.com/podzilla1985, I thought that it was going to be a symbiote Silver Surfer thing, is where my mind went to.
That could be interesting.
Because I knew because he's doing the Venom.
Yeah, he's run still. Now. Yeah, I think he's still on the Venom run. Because Cosmic Ghost Rider's done,
mm-hmm.
and Thanos obviously finished a while
Cosmic
back.
Ghost Rider was only like a mini. That was like a,
like a
six
mini-series, issue
yeah.
miniseries or something like that. They haven't said like how long this is going to be.
There it is. Okay.
So at the very least it's going to be a miniseries, but since they're not specifying,
mm-hmm.
they're probably going to go by sales numbers.
Yeah, they may actually because. It wouldn't be the first time that Marvel, especially, like DC does it all the time too, where they start something as a miniseries but then decide to extend it into an ongoing.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes they butcher that, sometimes they don't. Like, X-Men 92 comes to mind with one that went real bad.
Why you gotta bring me down?
Listen, I'm trying to provide examples for the people.
And I understand that.
But then you have, like, Spider-Gwen.
But ignorance is bliss.
As an example of one that went really well. Because that was a miniseries that got turned into an ongoing that was really, really good.
Are they doing that with Spider-Punk? Because didn't everybody love Spider-Punk in the
Edge of Spider-Geddon.
Spider-Geddon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They like everybody really thinks Spider-Punk is really cool, and it's Hobie Brown. So that would be a really interesting story to read, but I haven't heard anything about an ongoing for him.
Okay.
Hobie.
I feel like if we haven't gotten it by now, they probably.
Yeah, we're probably not going to get it. But because he didn't blow up near as much as Gwen Spider Stacy did.
I don't want to talk about it.
Ooh, that first appearance is just getting more and more expensive.
Yeah, I'm censoring myself again. I'm having a good episode.
Yeah, going back to ICC, that's another book that I would like to own at some point. I don't want to drop triple digits on it.
Which is such a bummer, because if I still had it, I'd be like, Jesse, you know what?
And I would treasure it.
Yeah, and I know that. And
it would be one of my framed comic books.
Oh, I need a time machine. So many things.
Yeah.
I would have still.
It's like that that issue of Batman Inc.
That number 8? Yeah, I don't have that anymore either.
I think that's still pretty expensive. I don't think I have mine either.
Mm. I had 2 of them.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So anyway.
Which you could fill that void, because this may end up blowing up. It could be this. Comic book collecting is like the stock market. You don't know. And there's no way of knowing.
And it's a lot more of a gamble than I would say even the stock market. Yeah, because
those are predictable.
Right. First appearance books can be anywhere from like nothing to astronomical values.
Even go and look at like the one issue I'm missing of the Spider-Man Code Red. Because it's technically a first appearance.
That one, there's like 4 issues of Amazing Spider-Man in there that are going for dumb money, mm-hmm. because each of those 4 issues may or may not be the first appearance.
Then no one can agree on it, so they're all just stupid expensive, and I'm missing like 1.
And I 4 is an exit. It's 3.
Yeah.
There's 3 issues, because one has like a variant cover that has Red Goblin on it. The other one, like, you see Red Goblin's shadow at the end of it, and he has a voice line.
It's the episode that they combine, and then the actual first appearance.
And then the next issue is the first time you see him in pages. So all 3 of those books are worth money, because nobody can agree which one is the actual first appearance. It's dumb.
I have first appearance Nightwing. That's all I need.
Comic book You're collecting welcome. Is a nightmare sometimes. If you're trying to collect.
I need to read so much. I have so much I need to just read.
I'm like 6-8 months back.
Finally started reading again. I need you to get caught up on Batman.
Yeah, I need me to get caught up on Batman.
I need somebody to talk to. Anyway, that's going to do it for us on comic books here. I don't know what that was. Next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their social media links and their content at PS2JShow.com. Last Wednesday of every month, they do History of Gaming episodes. The last one they did was Earth Defense Force. It's pretty awesome. Division 2 came out Friday earlier for like the
they did a staggered
the gold
release.
Edition. Yeah, I did get to play it. My roommate, the wonderful man he is, gave me a copy because he got one for free. Mm-hmm. In addition to he wanted the gold edition, he got a regular one for free. So
did he get that?
He got a new PC.
Oh, okay. And it came. It was one of those, like, if you buy this PC, it comes with a code for the game. Okay.
He gave me that code.
Did he play the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
He absolutely loved it. Mm-hmm. He was really excited about this one. So it was Ben and Chris. They were all
getting
it.
Tell him to downgrade.
Downgrade to the Xbox? or just, like, con Steven out of the PC that he's not using anymore. And then that'll run Division 2.
No, I've already spent so much money.
I said con it out of him.
I'm not going to do it to the boy. If it was someone I didn't like, then maybe.
Oh, fair enough.
But somebody has a sweet Ninja Turtle set now.
Ooh, that I need someone to also get a sweet Ninja Turtle set so I can trade them because the boxes are booty.
I don't know if I want to pay $200.
Ooh, I don't care about what you want.
Especially for out of box.
No, they're so nice.
But anyway.
Yeah, because I keep trying to be like,
This is the most tempted I've come to actually opening something.
It doesn't help that I've messaged him about it.
No, that actually kind of just reaffirms. I'm just like, no, screw him. But it's also mostly because if I'm moving soon, that's a lot of small pieces that I don't want to have to try to keep track of.
Yeah, that's fair.
So anyway, The Division 2, it came out. So I've put about, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours into the game. And it's a lot of fun. Like, it's not... like wholly different from the Division One in terms of a lot of the gameplay mechanics.
In fairness, it's not a lot different from what the Division One became.
Fair, yeah, though, absolutely.
This is a very much a sense that they did not Bungie this.
They absolutely learned from their mistakes in the previous game.
All of the things that are great about Division One, we're just going to pick that up and move that here to Division Two.
Yep, and they very much did that. Like skills and abilities that are really neat and really fun to play with. Mm-hmm. Like I'm really having a lot of fun with the Hive. Because I don't think that was a Division One ability.
I started with the turret.
The turret's also cool.
I equal parts love and hate the turret. Because sometimes it doesn't go where I think it's supposed to go. So it just ends up behind a wall. And Ooh. Then I get annihilated by a yellow enemy.
Ooh. Well, anyway. Yeah, it's nothing like... If you liked the Division One, like what it ended up becoming, mm-hmm. you will like Division Two without a doubt.
Yeah, you're not you're listening to this in the background because you're playing right now.
Right.
Essentially.
like, it's a really pretty game. Like, I don't think
it's... gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Even, like, the Xbox version is...
Yeah, like, it's super pretty. I was playing through it. The only thing that, like, really just, like, for me, the facial animations. And maybe it's because I'm used to Anthem at this point. But, like, any of, like, the dialogue conversations and stuff like that I had with, like, NPCs, that facial animation was bad.
I didn't really notice, mostly because I'm not really interacting with a lot of people.
And I guess that's fair.
Anthem is real close up. It's, like, a very intimate conversation that you're having, mm-hmm. whereas this is... Division 2 does not care about story. It has a story, and it gives you story elements, but it is not a feature.
Yeah, you do not have to pay attention.
It knows that's not what you're there for.
There's also like just a ridiculous amount of stuff to do, like bordering on the too much.
Yes, because I have spent more time in game than you have. Which, yeah, don't know how that happened, but I haven't even finished the first three missions.
In fairness, I couldn't play at all yesterday.
I bought it last night and installed it overnight.
Oh.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Remember that kid that put the VHS tape cut boxes on the TV?
That's all I did today. I played Mortal Kombat and Division. Yeah, because I'm just going through and finding all those question marks, and it's Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I am just like, this is nearby. Oh, well, this is on the way.
And there's so much stuff that's just on the way and, like, random stuff that pops up on the way.
Still in that first area. I haven't cleared out, like, all three of those missions to unlock all the people.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Because I'm also having to replay missions a lot because I don't know about on PC. And, like, have you played solo at all? Or have you always been playing with, like, Andrew and Ben and Chris?
I played a little bit. So, like, the first night, it was just, it was actually Steven and Andrew.
Okay.
And then, the next time I played, it was just solo.
I've been playing solo exclusively, and I need people to get this on Xbox. Because, boy, is it rough. It can be rough. The call for help, the call for backup mm-hmm. thing doesn't. Not, I don't want to say it doesn't work. No one uses it. No one uses it. I have not had a single person respond. I have tried to respond to multiples, and they time out because they hit the button accidentally. And then they go in and cancel it right away. I haven't tried matchmaking just because I don't know how to... I don't want to have to try to communicate with a stranger like, hey, this is the mission I need to do. And I don't know if you can just matchmake and pick your upcoming mission tonight, maybe. But multiple times I've had to refight the same, like I've died and respawned and have to go all the way back because if you're playing solo, it's so easy to get flanked. And
yeah, the enemy, I did have a problem with that.
The enemies still can be quite bullet spongy. Not as bad as the first game.
All the enemies I found are the bad ones.
And the purple enemies.
Now that one, well, I recommend if you haven't already getting like one of the semi-auto rifles.
I'm garbage with them.
Oh.
The shotgun has been saving me. The collector's edition shotgun that I got.
Or you bought the collector's edition?
The day one. I guess it's the day one because it's on the gold edition and it's on the base edition. But like the lullaby or whatever it's called.
I did not get that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's on the box of the both because I went to Best Buy last night.
No, fair enough.
But so it's like that's been saving me a lot. But so I'm like level, I think I just hit level 6 before I made myself stop playing to get here.
Yeah, I'm level 5 now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got to move past this a little bit, but
it's a lot of fun. It's real good. If you like a cover-based tactical looter shooter, highly recommend it.
Yeah, no, it's solid. Like if you're looking for a looter shooter, like if Anthem just didn't quite scratch that itch for you.
If you could just combine Anthem and like the stuff Anthem does right and the stuff that if it was as fun to move around in Anthem as it
in
the Division as it is in Anthem, perfect game.
Because, yeah, no, like, nothing's going to match Anthem's movement.
Because that's
like,
the worst part of just, like, slogging through the streets of DC.
Yeah, really, like, if they took like the loot system, because that's really my only problem with Anthem right now is the loot system. Mm-hmm. If they took the loot system from The Division, which granted I haven't gotten far in, but seems way better. Loot system from The Division, put it in Anthem.
And the amount to do.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that too. Because there is just, like I said, bordering on the too much.
Yeah.
So, which I'm sure, like, I say I'm sure, Anthem will improve that over time. It's just right now there's...
Because especially like Free Roam.
Yeah.
There's just nothing to do in Free Roam if you can't find an event.
Because, yeah, the events need to be happening way more frequently. Yes. In free play, in my opinion. But anyway, so Turtle Rock WB working on Back 4 Blood. Looks like a spiritual successor to Left 4 Dead, which I guess striking while the iron's hot for these zombie games.
See, and I don't think that's it, because this game's not going to be out for another, like, 3-4 years. No, like, their statement is like, hey, come work with us to make this game.
Yeah, no, I just...
Hey, we need your help.
It's mostly...
Not even people, like, industry people. Like, they are looking for people to bring on and hire on to work on the game.
Zombies, I think, are played out at this point. Like, the only zombies thing that anybody's any kind of excited for is Call of Duty version.
Days Gone and Last of Us 2 would beg to differ.
I don't count Last of Us 2 as a zombie game. I know I probably should.
Zombies.
But... Also, Resident Evil 2 just did crazy numbers. Like, it was very successful. You can't add a fact.
it literally sold well. Like, you can't...
Resident Evil's also an established franchise.
But it's a...
So is... It's
fine. No, we're... No, it's cool. It's fine.
I don't need more new zombie games. I just don't. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Master Chief Collection coming to PC. They're also adding Halo Reach to it. They're going to stagger it. Halo Reach will be the first part. And then they're going to start releasing the rest of the Halo games. Mm-hmm. They'll all be available on Steam, which as well nuts. As the Windows Store. And if you have the Master Chief Collection on Xbox, you'll be getting Reach as well. They're adding it to the Xbox Game Pass.
That's cool.
Which they're planning on adding the every Microsoft exclusive to the Game Pass, like coming up as mm-hmm. well, which is something they were already planning on doing.
Crackdown, Forza, like stuff's already come out.
Yep. Halo Infinite will be day one. Like, and they're going to get all this stuff done. It'll all be up there.
And they're also going to start breaking apart Master Chief Collection. So if you just want Halo 2.
Yep,
you'll be able to just buy Halo 2. And they're doing that on PC and Xbox as well.
Yes.
That's which sweet.
I kind of hope that, because dealing with the Master Chief Collection, like for the LAN parties and stuff like that, was a little annoying trying to get that set up in terms of like changing games and stuff like that. So it would be nice if we just got like Halo 2 with the updated graphics and like the old school party system and everything, because that was a little bit easier than actually using the Master Chief Collection. But we'll see how they do it. See, Microsoft has announced Xbox Live for iOS and Android. Access to the party system, basically your friends list and achievements. And that'll help out with like playing like Minecraft basically on mobile with
any of those games that are cross-platform. Yep. You'll be able to
matchmate with your friends on Xbox and that kind of thing.
Because yeah. I meant to ask you guys about that because I really didn't know what it meant.
It's not like you're just going to be able to like... it's mostly for like remote play services and games that are crossplay. So like if you have an Xbox account but you can't play Fortnite on your system, you'll be able to log in through your phone using your Xbox Live account.
I can use the controller I bought for my phone. I didn't buy a controller for my phone. I'm just saying for the people that like come into the store being like, do you have any
controllers party, for? Like, Bluetooth controller, stuff like that.
And there are a lot of people are theorizing that this is going to lead to X Cloud or whatever they're going to call it. The Xbox streaming service where how PlayStation has like the remote play on your phone. xCloud is working on just being able to stream the game straight to a phone.
Phone, tablet, PC, anything with a screen.
Anything with a screen and an internet connection.
You'll be able to play your Xbox library on.
Yep.
Because they're very much trying to get as anywhere as possible.
Yeah.
Which is just super cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's been kind of like a bunch of different companies have tried different versions of this for a while, but...
Like, that's what I kind of... with the Google announcement, that's what I think it's mostly going to be is that... I think it's going to be less a home, like, console, like, with exclusives and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's more going to be they're going to announce that because they did the tryout with Assassin's Creed Odyssey over the holidays. They did that, like, beta test program. I think that's going to be... And that little teaser video that we got was going to be... It looked very like it kind of looked like Skyrim and like older games, like where you're moving through the portal.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it's going to be is you're going to sign up for this Google service and you'll have whatever games or whatever you can just stream.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hopefully with a better controller than what they showed us.
Yep.
But anyway, because that was the next little bit of news. The Google gave us a teaser for GDC 2019, which
is this week.
Yeah, it's going to be this week, so I'll have actual news for you next week. It's like 99.98% certain that it's going to be unveiling a console of some kind.
Yeah.
Whether it just be like a streaming box, like the NVIDIA Shield, or if it's going to be, you know, a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. We'll see what they do. Let's see. Gearbox. Gearbox announced two games they're going to show up at PAX. So we're almost certainly based on the first image.
Mm-hmm. But the exit number was 3. And
yep. Mm. But the definitely not Borderlands. And they did specifically say teasing another game for PAX.
Yep.
So, yeah, and it was just like a picture of, like, it looked like half a robot body sitting on a table. I have no idea what that's going to be. Like, not the faintest clue. So
I'm wondering if it's, I'm thinking it might be a new IP.
It would have to be.
Not necessarily, because Gearbox is one of those companies that where games go to die. So they may have a dead property that they could end up reviving.
A new Duke Nukem.
Yeah, like something like that.
God, I hope not, but
part of me almost hopes they're doing something with Battleborn. We've talked about it before on the show, so we won't get into it, but like that game I feel like didn't get a fair shake.
That was on a Watch Mojo list recently of what games were doomed to like fail, and that was like it came out 3 weeks before Overwatch, and Overwatch kind of just did it.
Ate its lunch.
Yeah.
Because everybody was comparing the two, despite the fact that they're very different games. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, it was unfortunate timing, because that game was a really fun game.
I remember buying it, and then Overwatch coming out the next week, because I usually buy games 2 weeks after you guys.
I bought them at the same time.
I remember that, because like Battleborn was on like crazy sale, and Mandy's like, which one are you guys playing more? Well, never mind, Battleborn's on sale, so I'll just buy it too.
That's right, because I think you got it digital. You bought it physical and then got it digital, or you had another copy.
Because the collector's edition one ended up being like $20 for the digital version.
So since it's a dead company, and I don't mind telling the story now.
Dead game. Company's very alive.
No, he's talking about Hastings.
I'm talking about Hastings.
Okay.
Yeah, he traded it at Hastings, got the store credit for it, mm-hmm. sold it, and then I bought it that day, so I got like 25% off of the used price. And then it died like a week later, and then I went and traded it back in. So like literally nobody lost money.
Except for Hastings.
Yeah. That's fine. Well, I did it legally.
And Amazon, because Amazon incorrectly posted, like, it was one of those things, like, they fortunately honored, because, they had to, it was a digital copy. They already gave me the code.
Yeah. They couldn't go,
they couldn't say takesies backsies.
Well, and like, they also couldn't just be like, oh, well, you bought this, but you only paid $20. We're just going to go ahead and take that extra 40.
Right. Something they illegal. So yeah, since I already had code in hand, I was like, they fixed it later that day. But yeah, no, I got that game for like because I bought the physical version, then I got the collector's edition, the digital collector's edition anyway, for like $20.
Because I got all the DLC before we knew it was just going to go free to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, I'm really, really excited. That'll be this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, GDC's this week.
Yeah, it's the 28th. Mm-hmm. Or not GDC, PAX.
Oh, PAX, because they're doing PAX. Google is... GDC.
Yeah, PAX is the 28th, so it'll be next week. Mm-hmm. Not like this coming, but the following. And then we'll finally get to see some Borderlands 3 information.
Please.
Woo-hoo.
Gimme.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Takashi Iizuka at South by Southwest Gaming 19 announced they are working on a new Sonic game.
Yay.
Castle Crashers got teased for the Switch, and I know we're a little bit over, but...
Ooh, Castle Crashers. Such a good game.
I know.
So phenomenal.
That's going to be amazing on the Switch.
Yes, I'm going to buy it a fourth time. Don't try to math it out. It doesn't make sense.
I've bought it twice.
For one PC on Switch.
Do what?
I thought it was only on Xbox.
Oh, it was on PC first.
360 one PC Switch.
Yeah. Well, no, I had it because since I bought it on 360, I had it on the Xbox One.
Oh.
You buy it twice on PC?
Yes, I did.
Okay, there it is.
I'm on PC and Xbox.
There wasn't a lot of options. It was that whole math thing. If you keep going through the equation, you'll get it right.
Yeah, there weren't very many combinations that were acceptable. Yeah, no, I bought it on PC for a friend of mine so that they would play it with me.
It just got confusing because it was like, wait a minute, that's the one answer that shouldn't work.
Because I didn't think it was on PlayStation, and that was...
Yeah, it was not. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Castle Crashers coming to the Switch. They teased it because they have the behemoth posted, like the four different colored Joy-Cons. And then,
what if it's like a sequel too?
I'm fine
like
with that.
Like they're doing Castle Crashers on Switch because they're going to make a sequel.
That would make me ridiculously
That'd be
happy.
Sweet.
Because, especially, so if you guys haven't played that game, definitely pick it up. Behemoth is like, they knocked it out of the park with that one. It's a super, super fun, like oddly in depth 2D brawler.
Yep. Yeah.
Like 2D side.
So
well, not 2D, like side scroll brawler because it does have like, moving back and forth. Like it really does hit that old like SNES feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
Esque. Just
good stuff. Really good stuff. All right. And now for the last bit, like I said, we're over on time, but I promised Asa's MK Minute was going to keep happening. So Asa.
Only because the stress test was this weekend and I was able to actually get in, which I was very surprised at. I got that email at work and I was like, ooh, now what I'm going to do at lunch, go and install that. It is so much fun. It is very much just a stress test. This isn't even a beta. It's only 3 characters were playable. The only thing you can do is go online and play just the standard 1v1 casual matches.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were customization options, so you could go and build your own loadout for the 3 characters that were available. It was Baraka, Scarlet, and Scorpion. They didn't even have like training in, so you're pretty much just going in and feeling out what you like, which was interesting. I did better than I thought I was going to do. I won some matches. I got a brutality on one. I was
nice.
Very, right? Also made a couple new friends because we had some just really good games. And I was like, hey, let's find each other when the game actually comes out.
Nice.
One of them had Bandito as a picture.
Super cool.
I know.
Wrestler.
But he...
I assumed.
It was a lot of fun. Fair. The game is gorgeous. The animations are ridiculously good. They've really, really stepped it up. I am way more excited for it, the full release, now that I've gotten just this little taste.
Which is saying something, because like you were already a level of hype rarely seen in Asa for video games.
Yeah, and so like it's April 23rd, can't get here soon enough. And I will say, too, like the online connectivity was, I didn't play a whole lot, but I played enough that it was, for the most part, fantastic. Like apparently what they used for the netcode for Injustice 2 that was getting like crazy praised from like the competitive scene,
mm-hmm.
they took that and then improved on it. There were a couple times in a couple matches that there was some chug and a little bit of slowdown, but it resolved itself really quickly anytime that happened. It was never prolonged. Matchmaking was pretty quick, and it genuinely felt like I was just playing someone who had a second controller next to me.
Very nice. And that's always what you want to go for with fighting games.
And I'm not someone like I never play online. Like Injustice 2, I may have like gotten the trophy for winning one. Just done that. And same thing with Mortal Kombat X. But like I could see myself putting more time online.
Hands, and he was feeling good about himself.
I got bodied so many times though too. Just like, oh, so you like I'm you really going up against a pro. Like I'm probably on someone's Twitch. Just getting dunked on.
Story about that that I want to tell you after the show. Like okay. It's not like entirely relevant, just interesting.
Yeah, I don't know when their next combat cast is. They might be doing one this week, but I'm not sure. So, but I want it. Give me now. Give me game now.
But hey,
give it to me now.
But money, it's coming
please.
Out soon.
Money, game, please.
Money.
Combat
now.
3. Give me Mortal Kombat now.
Please. Okay. So yeah, that's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.